strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show, KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
It's Mike Opelka in for my friend Mike Broomhead today, and today only. I'm glad to be here, honored to be here. Before the break, we were talking about the situation at the border and all of the problems it's causing us here and all of the problems it's causing us nationally, especially as it relates to the health of young people and the deaths from fentanyl poisoning, which is just so out of control. And the administration is absolutely numb and not talking about it. They're blind and looking the other way. So I want us to understand it. I think knowledge is the key to understanding and then getting our plan together to deal with it. So I got my buddy, Dr. Michael Roizen of the Cleveland Clinic on the horn. He is he's a genius when it comes to health and medicine and living younger and living longer. And he's going to talk about the fentanyl thing as well as he wants to talk a little bit about some things you can do to live younger and live longer. That's his whole deal. He's all about that. But Doc, I'm glad you're here to help us out. The fentanyl thing is vexing to me. I don't know how we get our head around it. I don't know how we stop it. I just know that it's got to stop, and we have to find a way to get people to stop even using it or trying it. What's the answer, Dr. Roizen?
Well, the key is, did you experiment on anything, smoking, marijuana, anything when you were a kid?
This can't be used against me in any court, Kenan.
No.
Okay. Yes, of course I did. Yes.
And every one of us did. The problem is you can't do that now with drugs or with anything else because there a whole bunch of them are laced with fentanyl. The intent of the cartel isn't to kill you. It's to get you hooked on it so you keep buying it. But the dosage, they don't know, you know, these are ma and pop shops cooking up the dosage, and they're not putting it on in a what you would call a therapeutic fashion. So all of these pills that people are buying over the counter are likely to be laced with this stuff. So what's the answer? Well, either each kid can only experiment when they're with a friend. You got to have a rule. It's with a friend, and the friend has to have Narcan and know how to administer it and have been trained in it. And maybe that's the way of stopping it. Because the real way of stopping this is to say, look, experiment online. Experiment with games of how to play baseball better. Experiment with basketball shots. Experiment with something healthy. You know, play pick a pickleball backhand, you know, one hand tied behind your back or something to beat your grandparents. But the problem is when you experiment with drugs now is they have a high chance of killing you. You can't experiment because, and if you are lucky enough to get the right dose, that is someone laced it with the right dose, you're likely to get addicted to it. Another problem. It is so potent and addictive drug. So, you know, two out of at least every three shots, you're going to end up with a bad result. So the point is we've got to educate people on how to not try it once. One of the ways of educating them, and I hadn't thought of this before our conversation, is to teach every kid how to use Narcan on a dummy. And maybe that way, that way you'd say, okay, maybe that's the right way of doing it.
Let's talk about the research this week. And now one of my favorite things is you sent me the research. At the very top, it says you are a genetic engineer. Exercise hard. Produce a protein that turns on a gene that keeps you from eating. So is that why when I work hard in the gym, when I really work up a good sweat, that I'm not hungry?
Well, it may be. And just to show you, this experiment's done at Stanford and at Harvard at the same time. And they found that when you exercise really hard, you produce lactic acid, as you probably know. That's the waste product of your muscles really being strenuously exercised.
Yeah.
Well, part of the lactic acid, phenylalanine, the lactic acid combines with phenylalanine. It gets across your blood-brain barrier, turns on a gene that is an appetite suppressor gene. So maybe that's what's happening. It, just to give you an idea, Stanford thinks enough of it that they filed a patent for that set of compounds.
So is it possible that it's a specific compound you could take, or is it something?
Yes, that's what they hope.
So then they'd be able to market it, but is it also something they could know that after a specific amount of time, you could trigger that compound to be naturally made by your body?
You do trigger it naturally made by your body. That's why you're a genetic engineer.
I love that. That's absolutely fantastic. That's fabulous. You are the main resource for being able to turn on a gene that turns off your hunger or maybe limits it some way. This is going to be so cool. I can't wait for the new book. All right, Doc, there is no bigger subject among all the females in our lives than breast cancer. I can't even stress how universal a topic this is. And number two on your research this week says plant-based diets may help keep breast cancer away, may help prevent it.
They looked at women in the nurses' health study and other studies, and those on a primarily plant-based diet, not 100%, but those primarily had about a 15% reduction in breast cancer. Those who were on a very good plant-based diet, meaning they ate healthy plants, they ate a variety, they had red meat less than once a week, et cetera, had a 22% reduction in breast cancer. So going largely plant-based, very rare meat, very rare, and meat included chicken and fish, very rare of any of the animal products, much lower risk of breast cancer.
And that's a simple adjustment to your life. That is focusing on a plant-based diet, limiting your meat consumption significantly once or less than once a week. And does that include fish? Can you still eat fish?
Yes.
Okay. So that's pretty good. It's almost a pescatarian diet that would put you on a better path and give you about a 20% better chance of keeping breast cancer away.
That's exactly right. It really is pescatarian. That's what we think. The Mediterranean diet, olive oil is your primary oil, nuts, some fish, but largely vegetables is the right way of going.
So you're saying eat healthy every day, and that relates to number five on your list. How, you know, it's tough, Doc. There's a lot of temptations around there. You can't swing a cat without seeing something that wouldn't qualify as healthy eating. You say how to eat healthy every day. How do you do it?
You were going to say you can't swing a golf club. What's this cat thing?
I don't know. It's a British thing. They talk about there's not enough room in here to swing a cat. I'm not advocating cat swinging, by the way. Not at all. There he goes.
Well, basically, is if you don't have bad stuff in the house, you won't eat it.
That's true. If you can find a way to keep it out of your house, out of your cabinets, and it takes an effort. It takes consciousness when you're doing the shopping. I do all the grocery shopping in our house, so our bad foods have been significantly cut back because I've replaced a lot of the stuff that used to be in the junk category with things like walnuts and things like pistachios, raw pistachios and stuff like that, and replacing sodas with tart cherry juice and maybe some pomegranate juice and trying to stay away from the carbonated stuff. But it takes an effort because some of that stuff tasted so good the last time you had it. So you have to work at it, I guess, is the answer to keep your cupboards clean from all the bad stuff that's out there. Doc, you always say we should eat less processed foods. What qualifies as a processed food, especially processed meat? If I make, if I roast my own turkey breast, that's not a processed food, is it?
Anything in a box is a processed food.
Okay, so anything that's been preserved in some way, shape, or form?
Anything they have taken from the original state and made into a different state before you cook it.
Because then you're eating a lot of chemicals along with
and a lot of sugar.
And a lot of sugar, yeah. Try and get around the high fructose corn syrup in your diet. That's almost impossible. Two more for you.
I've been having some weird dreams lately. Can you really tell me what dreams mean?
Nobody can. Dreams are really personal, and they really mean only what you know they mean. And most of us don't know what they mean. They occur. We know when they occur. They occur most highly in rapid eye movement sleep. That's when you consolidate memories, and that's when they occur. But no one knows other than that. We just don't have an answer.
So there's shelves and shelves of books at the bookstore and at the library that are all about interpreting dreams. And I know Freud spent time on it, too. Nobody really knows what dreams mean, do they?
It's all, if you will, UVS, unverified science.
One more quick one. Any strategy for busting up brain fog? Because I know a lot of people think it's long COVID, or maybe just they're worn out. Okay, what can you do for brain fog?
The key is develop a strategy where you're going to do boom, 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 boom. You set a schedule. I'm going to exercise here. I'm going to do a brain game here. I'm going to eat the following. I'm not going to eat the following. So you want to eat Mediterranean and healthy. You want to exercise vigorously. And exercise sometime. It's your new job. Your new job is getting rid of brain fog. So you've got to treat it as a job. I'm going to do the following eight things or whatever you want to do that day and set a schedule and push yourself to do it.
So make a list, stick to it, and give yourself credit when you get everything done. And if you do it often enough, your brain will develop that muscle and maybe work away the fog. Is that a good synopsis?
That's a better synopsis than I did.
All right. Well, I guess I am in the right spot after all. And you wouldn't
You are the host.
You wouldn't want me in the clinic. I can tell you that, Doc. It's very, very sure. His name is Dr. Michael Royzen. His book, soon to be released, September 3rd, The Great Age Reboot, Cracking the Longevity Code for a Younger Tomorrow.